Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2359. Hormones. Count hormones, not calories, by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Hormones. Count hormones, not calories, by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Getting healthy is about measuring your hormones and not about counting calories. See, you can take someone who has been trying to lose weight and put them on a starvation diet. Exercise them into the ground. But if their hormones are out of whack, they're not going to lose weight. They might even gain weight. I've seen it happen many times. What we do know, scientifically speaking, is that weight loss has very little to do with calories and a lot more to do with how our bodies process energy, which, surprise, is controlled by our hormones. Yes, gentlemen, your hormones too. Because hunger is related to hormones. Feeling full, high energy, and low energy are all regulated by hormones. Thus, both men and women need to be concerned about their hormones. Our hormones help us to feel balanced. They can either increase or diminish feelings of anxiety, depression, stress, etc. We've got to get our hormones in balance. Hormones will be out of balance if we're not taking in the proper amount of vitamins and minerals in our bodies. Can you take a supplement? Sure. But ideally, you want your body to do that for you. And it's only going to happen if you're absorbing properly. Hence, aches, pains, absolutely every autoimmune disease somehow ties back to inflammation. Inflammation in our gut, possibly. It's one big vicious cycle. Trying to attack it by counting calories is not going to fix your gut health. Understanding your hormones, like hormonal balance or imbalance, nutrition, and metabolism is. One possible reason we tend to have hormonal imbalances may be because of leaky gut. Just focus on this thought. 80% of the population today has leaky gut. That's new. It's slowly been increasing year after year after year, and there are so many reasons why. The main culprit? Potentially toxins. Think about everything that's toxic in our environment. All the things, in different forms, we're unknowingly exposing ourselves to. Whether we're topically applying them to our skin or eating foods that we think are healthy, we may be unknowingly exposing ourselves to toxins. Your body doesn't identify these toxins as recognizable. It sees them as foreign objects. Now, think about what your body does with a foreign object on the inside, whatever the size. It's going to do what it can to push it out, right? Relatable anecdotes time. The other day, I could tell there was something irritating my finger, even if I couldn't see it. I felt it every time I brushed the tip of my finger against something. Eventually, I realized it was the teeniest, tiniest shard of glass. Ouch. Again, not visible to the naked eye, so there was no point trying to pick it out. All that could be done was wait for my body to push it out. The tip of my finger soon became inflamed, red, and very swollen, until it finally started to scab up. And there she was one night, finally making her appearance, that deceptively cute, microscopic piece of glass. And when I woke up the next morning, she was gone. Imagine that rejection happening over and over for years and years on a very low level inside your gut. That's probably what's happening to many of us. And every year there are more fake foods with even more bizarre ingredients that make these foods taste even more delicious while keeping them low calorie and extending their shelf life. And we keep eating them. Then we wonder why our face is swollen, our eyes are puffy, our stomach is bloated, our joints ache, our knees hurt, our fingers are numb, our backs are sore, our necks are strained, and so on. We just assume it's us, right? Maybe something we did during training, or perhaps we slept wrong or ate something funny. As the years accumulate, our gut, unable to identify these foreign objects, may become inflamed. This may be why you're experiencing all kinds of health issues. The point is, lifers, for years, slowly, all of this becomes our sort of new normal. It feels normal that we don't feel well. Someone said to me recently, "Should I get tested for leaky gut?" I'm like, "You can, but that's like asking, should I get tested for living a long life?" Why not just put the principles in place that will allow you to live a longer life? Do you really need a test to figure out if you should improve your lifestyle? You have the power to change this, to live longer, be healthier, happier, but you've got to educate yourself. No more pointing fingers at someone. Looking for a quick fix is over. Trying every diet and/or exercise is futile. It's going to take education. But if I can't help you do it, you still need to do it. And I want you to make the decision to learn about your digestive health and how to figure these things out. It is so crucial. It's important if you want to lose weight, get healthier, and feel happier. Please, I need you to be your best. You are the bomb.com. But let's face it, we all have room for improvement. You just listened to the post titled "Hormones: Count Hormones, Not Calories" by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Chalene, is right in that we're learning more and more about this idea of a leaky gut every day. It's a fairly new concept, so we definitely don't have all the answers about how food, a leaky gut, and other chronic diseases are related. But based on the research that has been published so far, it seems that highly processed foods may contribute to this condition of leaky gut. As Chalene described, what can happen in some people is after eating certain foods, the cells in their gut allow molecules to pass through the intestine and into the bloodstream, molecules that shouldn't have been allowed to get through in the first place. In turn, this triggers the body's defense system the immune system to wake up. That's because the immune system says, hey, wait a minute, these molecules shouldn't have gotten through the intestines. We must get rid of them. So this triggers an immune response, a response that shouldn't have happened in the first place. When the immune system becomes hyperactive like this, it can lead to other side effects like joint pain, asthma, skin conditions, possibly arthritis, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, and on and on. But again, the research on this is still new, so we'll see if this theory pans out over time. In the meantime, though, Shalene makes a strong argument. Until more research is performed on what causes leaky gut and how it might affect our health long term, isn't it better to be on the safe side and try and eat fewer processed foods, try and stay active, drink plenty of water, manage our stress a little bit better, and get regular restful sleep? After all, years and years of research has shown that these habits do in fact promote a longer, healthier life. All right, that does it for me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show and where your optimal life awaits.